Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this fine morning? I wasn't able to be in here last time to hear the devotional. I heard it was something on goals, and that's what I'd been thinking about for a couple weeks. One aspect of that, isn't it true that we live in a fast-paced society, and it's so hard to slow down and think about what we really want out of life and what we want the end to look like, and what steps it takes to get there. Likely some of us are already feeling depressed for not having sat down and gotten our goals all together, but it's not too late, and I didn't get mine together yet either. So I think one reason, I was thinking about, what are some reasons that we wait to make goals? I think several reasons that we wait or put it off is that we think we have to have it all figured out in our head before we start. Well, isn't that the whole point of sitting down, is to start figuring it out? I think another reason is we think we have to have like a whole day set aside for just this, just for planning, just for putting it together, when really, who of us really has a whole day just for that? I mean, some of us can do that, but a lot of us, we have to take it a bite at a time and just use the time we have. I think another reason is that we have a fear of failure. We think, well, what if I make a goal and it doesn't happen? Or maybe I made this goal another time, another year, last year, and it didn't happen. So does that make me a failure? No, that doesn't make us a failure. Failure is an event, not a person, Zig Ziglar says. And I used to hear him say that, and I thought, that's a good thought, and I never got it. It took so many times of me hearing that before I actually got what he meant. We as people are not failures. We may have failed, but we're not failures. Jesus doesn't make junk. God didn't make junk. We are valuable. We're not failures. I think the number one reason that we wait to make goals is the enemy does not want us to make goals. He doesn't want us to succeed. He doesn't want us to live out our destiny that God designed for our lives specifically. He sends us all kinds of distractions to keep us busy, even good distractions. Good things to distract us. It's not a good distraction, but it's a good thing to distract us from the most important things that God has for us. There's a war going on in the spirit realm. God has placed the winning of that war in our hands. We decide whose side we're going to side with. We already know who's going to win in the end. It's like we've been given the cheat sheet to see what the end is going to be. We already know what side we want to be on. But sometimes I think we forget that there is such a war going on in the spirit realm. And we look at just what we can see instead of remembering that there's so much going on that we don't even see. And God has a unique plan for each one of our lives. And that's not just for today. That's not just for this next week. That's for our whole life. God has a unique plan, but if we don't take the necessary steps every day, we're never going to get to the end result that we're looking for and that God's looking for. He is so patient with us. He sees our whole life before us. He knows exactly how many days we have, and he knows what's possible. And yet he lets us go ahead and go at the pace that we decide instead of the pace he'd like us to go. The more we focus on God, the less pull earthly things will have on us. How do we focus on God? Well, we focus on God by focusing on his word, by reading, by meditating, by prayer and fasting. That's how we meditate. That's how we think on God. That's how we focus on God and what's important. Isn't it interesting that when we find ourselves in a place where God is all we have, we find that he is all we need. God is all we need. all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all knowing, all present. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows how every decision we make will affect the rest of our lives and the rest of the lives of everyone around us and the lives of generations to come if Jesus tarries. It's not just about us. We need to get our focus off ourselves and on God. We need to align ourselves with God's Spirit so that He can work through us, get ourselves out of the way. Andy Andrews says, "You are where you are because of your best thinking." He says, think about it. No one sets out to fail. We can change our circumstances by changing our thinking, and he's right. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good and pleasing and perfect will of God." Renewing our mind, renewing our thinking, lining our thinking up with God's thinking. Isn't it true that our goals or lack of them reveal who we are as a person? It reveals our character, it reveals our values. It reflects our character. They reflect our view of ourselves. They reflect our view of God. They reflect our view of others. Our goals reflect those views. Are our goals based on selfishness or love? And why do our goals succeed or fail? If they succeed, what are the things that contributed to their success? Are there things that contributed to their success that we don't recognize? If they fail, why do they fail? Are we making our goals out of selfishness or love? Are we making our goals with the head or with the heart? Are we just making goals off the top of our head and don't really believe it's going to happen or don't really believe that it can or don't really think it's that important but we go through the motions? What's the whole point? The whole point should be to glorify God and to be used of God in the most useful way you can. Are we doing it with God's power? Are we setting goals and planning to do it with God's power or our own strength? Do we truly love what God loves and hate what He hates? Here's a real key to success with our goals. You want to know what it is? Our little everyday decisions have more impact on the outcome of our goals than we often give them credit for. Our little everyday decisions have more impact on the outcome of our goals than we often give them credit for. I thought it was interesting, about the time I was done preparing, I opened up a little book, and there was a bunch of thoughts in here that just fits so well. It's a little book by Stephen Arterburn, 100 Days of Character. I highly recommend this little book. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for men." So often we think about part of that verse, but not all of it. Either we focus on the enthusiastic part, or we focus on doing it for the Lord, not for men, but sometimes we don't do both. Sometimes we think it's a drudgery to do it just for God. Well, no one's going to see, so this is what God says I have to do. No, we're supposed to do it enthusiastically. We get to do it for God. Are you enthusiastic about character building and about life building? Are you passionate about building your life on a foundation of faith and integrity? And are you excited about your faith, your family, and your future? If so, congratulations, and keep up the good work. But if your spiritual batteries are running low, Perhaps you're spending too much time and energy focusing on your losses and too little time planning for your future victories. Jim Elliot once said, "Wherever you are, be all there. Live to the hilt every situation you believe to be the will of God." Warren Wiersbe said, "It is a remarkable thing that some of the most optimistic and enthusiastic people you will meet are those who have been through intense suffering."